And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
We are now 2 weeks into 2013, but what were things like in Half Moon Bay back in 1963? From the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Building ban now officially lifted in Monterra. The official announcement was made Friday at the Monterra Sanitary District meeting that the residential building ban was lifted. Dating back to December 1960, the Superior Court of San Mateo issued the building ban because no sewer facilities were available. Drag races open Sunday at the Half Moon Bay Airport track. Due to an overwhelming amount of entries from the top-notch drivers of the Bay Area, this Sunday's event promises to be a day of excitement and action for race fans. Gates open at 8 a.m. and races start at noon. 2.3-acre Lighthouse Station in Monterra to be sold, according to Congressional J. Arthur Younger. He announced that the General Services Administration plans to sell the 2.3-acre Lighthouse Station to the Monterra Sanitation District for $9,440. And now news from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. If you're feeling the winter chill, we have just the place for you to warm up and feel cozy. Enter Cameron's Inn and take an immediate right. If you're lucky, you'll find the empty church pew in the snug fireplace area, right next to the blazing fire. There's no fear of flying embers, since it's a gas fire. When we resurrected a very dilapidated fireplace flue, we decided to make the fireplace easy to handle. My dad was dead set against the conventional fake logs used in most gas fireplaces. He did his homework and located fake coal, just like the English fires he grew up with. He arrived one day with a big bag of coal and excitedly started building the fire, stone by stone. The fireplace nook is his favorite seat in the house, and a steaming Irish coffee or rich hot chocolate complete the scene. So come warm the cockles of your heart at your neighborhood pub and restaurant. We hope you will visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Let's check a few 1963 cost of living stats. Inflation is well under control at 1.24%. The Dow Jones is 762, and a new house is $12,650, purchased with an average yearly income of just shy of $6,000. Note the ratio of income to cost. Yes, things were different in 1963, and 29 cents on your change will buy a gallon of gas. 63 saw the introduction of the touch-tone phones, and zip codes are implemented. The famous federal prison Alcatraz, known as The Rock, closes. But 1963 will go down as a turbulent times with the Vietnam War, civil rights marches, and the assassination of United States President John F. Kennedy. In the entertainment world, top TV shows include The Andy Griffith Show, Mr. Ed, and The Avengers. Popular films of 1963 are The Longest Day, Lawrence of Arabia, and To Kill a Mockingbird. This is a year that Beatlemania sweeps over the country like a tsunami. And here's the two songs that was the earthquake of that Beatles tidal wave. She Loved You and I Saw Her Standing There. She loved you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loved you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loved you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. Back.
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo. After 1963, the music world would never quite be the same. Join me again next time for a journey to another year on the AM 1710 Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.